I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Carver High and Rob Dovey in the five hole. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. Don't forget to check out the I Am Scott Pharrell app. The I Am Scott Pharrell app, free in the App Store. You can check it out. You're going to love it. It's got everything, all of our tweets on there. It's got PharrellandAvench.com picks on there, Daily Fantasy on there. It's got a chat room. It's got our Facebook page. It's got all the videos we shoot in studio. It's got the broadcast Pharrellavision channel on there. I think you're going to love it. It's free in the App Store. The I Am Scott Pharrell app. Just search the I Am. One word. I-A-M. The I-A-M. The I Am Scott Pharrell app. There you go. You'll find it. Also, if you want to see Ballers highlights, it's on there as well. If you just go to our Facebook page / Pharrell on the Bench, you'll see Pharrell Ballers play-by-play highlights from the games that we play every Wednesday night in basketball. We won on Wednesday night, I think by 8. Tough game, though. So that's on our Facebook page. Don't forget, we put a podcast out after every show at On the Bench CBS and at Scott Pharrell, both on Twitter and on our homepage on the network website at onthebenchcbs.com and on our Facebook page. There you go. So the Raiders win it. They sure got lucky. I mean, second and 20, fourth and 11. And then what? How many plays did they get at the end, Carver High, there inside the 5-yard line? Like 3 or 4? I mean, what was it, Rob?
Yeah, I think it was 3 or 4. And every play was a penalty. They first had that one play that was a Raiders. They were on the 1-yard line. The Raiders had the
pass interference. That's when they blew the game. After that, they should have just let it go. And they kept fouling them. They kept holding them. You can't deny the penalties. They were all pretty obvious, I guess. But I think, like Jay Berman said it best, how many chances are you going to give them before they kill you?
What you mean. How many times can you let them line up? They're eventually going to score, and there's not going to be a flag on the play. You got to make stops. And they didn't. They had their opportunity. They didn't do it.
I think the Chiefs are posers, man. I really do. They can't in big games like the Steelers beat them, the Raiders beat them. You're up 30-24. That defense let them down so much tonight. That vaunted defense of theirs. The second and 20, the fourth and 11, all those plays inside the 8-yard line there or whatever at the end of the game. They couldn't make one stop. They just couldn't do it without cheating. I think they're phonies. They're not winning anything. There's no way that team's winning the Super Bowl. They're just phonies.
When they get up 30-21, they got to lock that game down. You got to win that game at that point. And they didn't.
They sure didn't. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Skyler in Myrtle Beach. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell, what's going on? We just installed this for you. It's a New South IPA straight out of Myrtle Beach. Fresh for you, buddy.
Sweet. Flowing.
Right on. Well, here, check it out. If we had an upright cam, like we have a pylon cam now, I mean, how many replays did we need to figure out that he didn't cross the line? Check it out. The coverage never showed a replay of the extra point kick, and that looked borderline.
Yeah,
that
I don't know.
Right over the bar.
No one even questioned it. No one even argued it. There wasn't one person on the Chiefs that argued it. Andy Reid, nobody. They didn't even look at it. It must have been good because not one person questioned it. It looked funky to me, but I only saw it once. And I don't know what he was saying before that. I thought that Crabtree caught the touchdown. I didn't think there was any question that it was a touchdown.
Thank you, bud.
All right. So Yeah, I just think that the game, like, how many chances did they give him? I mean, my God, they just gave him every chance in the world. Kansas City definitely couldn't stop him. There's no denying it. And it is what it is. So they won the game. That's that. I thought they did everything they could to let him win the game. I thought they just handed it to him. They couldn't stop him. I mean, my God. The 4th and 11 was bad enough. The 2nd and 20 was worse. And then how many chances did they have? Did you see it at the end? I don't even know. Do you know exactly how many plays it was? Because I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they had more chances at the end of that game than I've ever seen in my life.
I think they were pushed back on that one play with the offensive pass interference, and then I think they got the two holding calls back-to-back and then got that pass in for the touchdown. So they had a solid four chances at the end zone.
So that was it? Four?
Yeah, I think, well, they had the one play at the one-yard line that they had. They got it, but the flag for offensive pass interference.
I got to see at the end of the game, I want to see how many plays they ran.
Well, they got, obviously, the Cook play that got them down to the half-yard line. And then then they had the play that was nullified on the Crabtree offensive pass interference, so that's one. Then they had the penalty on Parker on Cook, that's two. Then they had the penalty on Murray on Patterson, that's three. And then the Crabtree touchdown, that is four.
So four plays. So Carr finished with 417 yards, three touchdowns. Cooper had 11 catches for 210 yards and two of the scores. Smith threw for 342 and three TDs, but it wasn't enough. So they lose consecutive games for the first time since 2015. They had their 12-game winning streak in the AFC West snapped. So the apparent go-ahead touchdown to Cook with 18 seconds left overturned. Rebay ruled he was down to the one. Pass interference on Crabtree wiped out another touchdown. Holding calls on Parker and Murray, 3-4. And then Carr hit Crabtree in the corner on five, right? There you go, five. So everything happened in this game. Marshawn Lynch got thrown out of the game. There was a fight basically on the sideline between, is that right, Crabtree and Donald Penn. They went at it. Right? Weren't they fighting on the sideline? So it just went on and on and on. There was all kinds of things happening in that football game tonight. So Marshawn Lynch not only left the sideline to get in on this fight, but he grabbed a ref and shoved a ref. And he was thrown out of the game. And then he left, apparently, the stadium. Altogether, he's going to be facing heavy fines. Chiefs host Denver on the day before. That's a Monday night, I think, before Halloween. So Monday Night Football, I think their next game is on the 30th. And then the Raiders play Buffalo that Sunday, the 29th. They play in Buffalo, where at the end of the game, the Raiders will be given nine plays from the one-yard line to score against the Bills. And on seven straight plays, they'll be given a flag to continue the drive and have an eighth play. And then on the eighth play, it'll be against the Bills. And on the ninth play, they'll score and win. So they'll be given nine chances next game against the Bills. The NFL is doing everything they can in their power to get the Raiders to the Super Bowl.
It'll be over before the last play, so it doesn't matter.
You think?
Sure.
So what, the Bills will beat them before that?
Bills will beat the Raiders next Sunday.
In Orchard Park?
Correct.
Why, because the Raiders are such a terrible road team?
I got a feeling.
Or it's just a gut feeling that you have?
I feel like they win their next two games at home. Tampa this Sunday and then Oakland next week.
So I'm watching this Wild hockey game. Did you know there's a Wild hockey game on? It was 2-2 Dallas and Arizona. Then it was 3-2 Dallas. Then 3-3 on a breakaway goal by Arizona. And then Dallas scored again to make it 4-3. And I think they're playing in the desert. I'm actually watching the game. They're in a commercial break right now. And then the Clippers are blowing out the Lakers 68-52 after all that talk about Lonzo Ball and his greatness and how he's the greatest player in the history of the free world. He's got 3 points on 1 of 5 shooting, 1 of 2 from downtown, 0 for 2 from the line, 8 rebounds and 2 dimes and 1 block shot, 2 turnovers and a foul. They're a -9 when he's on the floor. So he's a game changer, a world game changer. There he is chucking a 3 and bricking. Now 1 for 3 from downtown. At least he hit one. My God, his only basket of the game was a 3. That was it. He's got that going for him. So, and he got Patrick Beverley calling him all kinds of massively offensive names. Rob in Massachusetts, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hammer.
Well done with a headbutt.
Hello. Hey, I just want to talk about the Bruins' win tonight. 6-3 over the Canucks. I know they're not that good, the Canucks. But Bergeron came back and got a 4-point game for himself, 1 goal. Bjork got two goals. And I was really impressed with Hudobin, who's our backup goalie. And I don't know, maybe he's possibly, you know, with the concussion with Tuukka Rask, he could pull off 4 games.
Look, I bet on him tonight. I was happy about that, that they won and handled Vancouver and handled their business. I haven't been that into Bruins hockey yet this year based on just there's like 5 million better things to do with my life than watch the Bruins. It's just like at this point in my life, I'm not at the stage of caring about the Boston Bruins. I just wanted to let you know that.
You don't really get too locked in until after the new year.
I really don't.
I was locked in tonight.
You were locked into the Islander-Ranger game. The Islanders won in a shootout. I don't get into the... I mean, I watch hockey games. I'm watching one right now, but I don't care. I just, if it's a good game, I'm all for it, but I don't care who wins or loses or anything like that. I mean, obviously, I want the Penguins to win when I watch them or whatever, but I'm not going to cut my fingers off or anything if they lose. I'm not going to kill myself if they lose. I don't really, I consider after January is when it matters. I've always kind of been that way. I think these early season games are just basically positioning for later in the season. If you win games in October, November, and December, you can be in the chase for a playoff spot.
Well, you know, Scott, the points are the same whether it's October or March. You know, the points all count the same. They all count the same.
Yeah. I watch, but I don't care. I haven't watched a Bruins game yet. Have you?
Bruins? No, I have not.
So I haven't seen them play yet, so I don't really know what to say other than congratulations. I bet on them. They won. I covered. Everybody's happy, right? 855-212-4CBS.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so Friday night, there's slews of college football games, believe it or not. We had a good one tonight. Memphis came roaring back to beat Houston 42-38. They were actually getting points in that football game at the beginning of the week. So tomorrow night you got Air Force, Nevada, Colorado State, and New Mexico, just to name two of the four. Saturday, Louisville, Florida State, Oklahoma State, Texas, Cuse, Miami, USC, Notre Dame, Michigan, Penn State. You got to sign up for PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's F-E-R-R-A-L-L, PharrellOnTheBench.com, because I'm making people all kinds of money. And it's every week. That's what happens. Every week I hit tons of winners and make people stacks. Sunday, Pain Day, divisional games in New York, Miami, Cincy, Pittsburgh. Sunday night, the rematch at a Super Bowl, Atlanta, New England. Monday night, Washington, Philly. Get my snags in college and pro football, money lines and spreads, PharrellOnTheBench.com. I rank them all. In college, I do the top 25 ranked games. I do 10 of those. And of the unranked games on the board, I do 10 of those. I pick every game on the board, but I give you my 20 favorites. And then 6 in pro football. all at PharrellOnTheBench.com. You get every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Baseball, I've had every single game in the LCS and the National League and American League correct. I've hit every game except last night's Cub win. So every game but one. Boxing, MMA, hockey every night, pro hoops, college hoops is coming, daily fantasy rosters in hoops, hockey, and football. Unequal price, $35 a month. Everybody's doing it. They just won't admit it. Fans love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Sign up today. So I'm watching the Clippers, 78-59 over the Lakers. Carver, how do you think the Lakers, after getting this pasting tonight, can rebound tomorrow night in Phoenix against that lowly team that got blown out the other night by like 100?
They've got destroyed by Portland the other night.
So you would think the Lakers would have a shot against them.
Yeah, I like the
Lakers.
So
let me start over. Do you think that they can play, like after this game, well tomorrow night in Phoenix after they get their ass kicked tonight? Because Phoenix stinks.
Yes, they'll win tomorrow night.
All right, so you think they can rebound and play well tomorrow night in Phoenix because you think the Suns suck.
Exactly.
What would you say about both of you about Lonzo Ball's performance tonight in his NBA debut? I mean, there were so many guys that played better than him in the NBA as rookies. Dennis Smith, Ben Simmons, everyone. Who didn't play better than Lonzo Ball? I mean, honestly, let's just be honest about it.
You know what? He still got that little bit of a nagging injury. He got, obviously, they got right in his face right at the beginning. I think he's going to be okay. Give him a couple games to get going here. I'm not going to judge him on one night. But the Lakers as a whole team, they suck tonight. So it's hard to gauge.
What did you think, Rob?
I've only been watching in the corner of my eye. I'm just looking at the stat line now. Obviously not a good performance in his first. Is this his first game?
First game.
First game of the year. First game of his career. I didn't think he was too bad during summer league. He had some good games.
But this is against, like, real players.
Yeah, this is against real players. And I think he's going to have a target on his back at least this season, possibly his whole NBA career, just because of his dad. And I think everyone's going to have it out for him. He has to prove himself, and we'll see after a few games if he starts to settle in or not.
Carver, hi. How do you think Marv Albert's hair looks tonight?
Good old Marv. I mean, Marv's still going out there, you know. I probably would have, you know, checked out a couple years ago, but
Marv's
still going.
I actually think that the Clippers look pretty decent without CP3 and JJ Whiteboy Redick. They look better, this team. Did you think they look decent tonight with, like, Gallinari and all these guys, Lou Williams?
I mean, I need to see them play one of the other good teams in the West and then see how they stack up.
So watching them play a crappy team doesn't give you any idea.
No, I don't. Especially with the way that we know how the Clippers, with that old version of the Clippers, would always fold up shop when they played a really good team. I need to see them play a really good team before I make a real assessment on them.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, I thought, you know, the Lakers have some really good young players. And I got to tell you, I'm surprised, to be honest with you, that they're this bad. I mean, honest to God. They're going to the fourth quarter. They got 61 points. I mean, they look terrible. No one's doing it. There's guys on that team I like. Randall, I like. He's terrible tonight, 4 points. Kuzma, they've been bragging about Kuzma since the summer league. And he's the greatest guy, greatest shooter ever. Like, have they not been talking about Kuzma? We've been hearing about it all summer and now into the fall preseason. And he went out and got 10 minutes and shot 1 of 4. They don't even give him the ball. Clarkson was, decent. Brooks Lopez, veteran, decent. He had 15. Larry Nance Jr. had 12. But Deng's career is so over. It's not even funny. He had 2 points.
Finished.
Ingram was 2 of 12. It's just a hurl performance. He's going to go in the locker room and hurl after this game. Ball, 1 of 6 from the floor, just terrible. I'm surprised, to be honest with you. I got to tell you, I just can't believe how bad they look. I mean, like, because I thought they'd at least give the Clippers a run for their money tonight. It's the home opener. The place is packed with movie stars, rock stars. You'd think they'd show up and play. I mean, they're getting smacked. I mean, they look just terrible. what is Walton doing? I mean, you can't even get him ready for the home opener. You can't even, like, put 100 up. I mean, look at this. They're going to have 63 points at the end of the third. They're getting whacked after all they've been selling us, Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka and, oh, my God, Jeannie Buss and Shelly Shelborn or whatever the hell her name is. They're all talking about how great the Farrell and Lakers are. Oh, my God, Jesus, save us from their greatness. Showtime is back. And then they just bend over and pull out the KY. My God, I'm watching this. My team's better than the Lakers. Christ, the Ballers would whack them. Coco, 43 and 14 the other night. Not bad.
43?
43 and 14. 6'8", 270 is a monster. A
lot of competition in that league.
Kyle Kuzma. Is that his name? Kyle Kuzma. He shoots better than Larry Bird. That's all I hear. That's all I hear. Shelly Shelborn. Shelly Shelborn sat down with Seashore Sally along the Sunday sandwich shop. Sean Superswell on CNN. Shelly Shelborn reporting live from the Lakers. Jeannie Buss is, she's no longer sleeping with Phil Jackson. She's gone for a younger comedic type. She says that Lonzo and Magic are bringing back the glory days. This is Shelly Shelborn reporting. I better go to the update before I get in trouble for making fun of fat women.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So trust the pro parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to help you choose the brakes that are an exact fit for your vehicle. Brands you trust like BrakeBest and Wagner ThermoQuiet. O'Reilly Auto Parts has the brake parts you need at guaranteed low prices. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227. So let's go back to baseball for a minute, right? What did you think, Carver High and Mr. Duffy, of the Dodgers beatdown? I mean, just absolute beatdown of the Cubs and their cocky fans. It's just so automatic, the Cubs. Dude, I never thought they were that good this whole year. You had them going all the way to the World Series. I'll give you credit. It was a nice run you had that you got them to this game. It's a nice call that you thought, even when they sucked, you said they were going, and they almost made it. But, I mean, they got their ass beat in this series. Yeah, obviously, we all know that. What did you think of the way they went out tonight?
I think that they just, obviously, the way they went out is terrible. They just ran out of gas, especially with pitching. I mean, Jose Quintana, are they glad they gave up all those prospects for him? He was terrible tonight, putting him in the deep hole early on. They showed that their pitching depth this year just wasn't what it was last year. They didn't get the performances other than Arrieta last night, which was he was outstanding. Arrieta going seven and getting the ball to Davis in the eighth. Their middle relief was terrible. Most of their relievers were terrible. Their flaws showed in this Dodger series, and they got hammered on them.
Rob Duffy, what'd you think?
I think they just burned everything they had in that series with the Nationals. The Dodgers had an easy 1-2-3 with the Diamondbacks, had a few days to rest up. The Cubs are going had one rest day in between series. Carl Edwards Jr., one of the most reliable guys out of the pen all season long, just was not good at all this series. And really, outside of Wade Davis, they didn't have anyone in that bullpen they could rely on. Their bats were cold against everyone in that Dodgers rotation. And Dodgers were just a better team. And Dodgers had that one slump towards the end of the season. But I think that was a good slump for them to avoid trying to break the record for best season, because you saw what the Indians did. They had that huge streak at the end and blew it out at the first round. I think the Dodgers needed that losing stretch, so they could regain everything towards the end of the season, go into the playoffs strong, level-headed, And they've just showed that they're the best team in the NL, no doubt.
Do you know that they're 2-1 to win the World Series now, and they are back in the position of being the best team in baseball, right? They had the best team all year, and then they had that horrible streak, and then they were no longer the best team in baseball. The Indians were. The Indians took that throne from them, fair enough. And then I thought that Houston actually was playing good enough baseball to perhaps tie them or move ahead of them as well. In terms of, you know, you can't go a month and a half without winning a game, basically, and say you're the best team in baseball. But they went through it early enough, as Rob said, it's a great point, that they got their bearings back and they got their feet back on the ground. And they never even seemed to care when they were losing. Do you realize that? They never got really down in the dumps when they were losing. They were like, whatever, we're living in Southern California, screw you. And then they have turned their season back into, like, total winning baseball. I mean, they've been dominating these games. They dominated everybody. We didn't think that they would – who was it that they played? Arizona? We didn't think that they would kick their ass the way they did. They roughed up Greinke. They did everything. They've been kicking everybody's ass again like they did from April until August.
It almost makes it look like that they really did take the last 5.5, 6 weeks of the regular season off. They just – they didn't care about...
went into vacation mode.
Didn't care about how many games they won. And some teams can do this and some teams can't. They were able to switch it back on. And they swept the Diamondbacks. I thought the Diamondbacks would give them problems. I was a little upset about how they used their pitching in that their rotation in that series.
They were the only team this year that could beat them.
Yeah, the Diamondbacks gave them a lot of problems. But that was also during the time when the Dodgers were basically swinging on the hammock in the backyard. You know, they didn't care. During all those games where the Diamondbacks were putting a beating on.
Carver High, do you have a hammock in your backyard?
No, not yet.
But you're planning on one?
I'd like to eventually put one there, yeah.
A place that you can rest and sleep and get a nap and a siesta and maybe get bit by a couple of mosquitoes?
I don't really know what sleep is, so I don't have to worry about that. But, yeah.
So you don't sleep ever?
No. 2.5 hours a day.
So basically.
3 hours maybe.
3 hours a day.
Yeah.
How's that working for you?
Oh, it's great. It's really, I'm doing well with it.
Oh, that is just hell. Between what, the baby and the garage?
Sure. A lot of irons in the fire right now. The move has been a stressful experience.
It's not fun.
It's not fun at all. It's really just a brutal, brutal time. But hey, we'll be all right.
So did you follow the rules of the apartment place that you're not allowed to leave on certain days? Did you follow their guidelines?
For the most part, I did. I kind of bent them a little bit with some smaller items, but with the big stuff, I followed their rules.
And what happens if you don't follow their rules?
You get fined. They take $1,000 from you.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you have to give them a moving out check for $1,000.
And Jesus.
And they give it back
to you. Do they do that to everybody everywhere?
The building that I'm in was in, and then they give it back to you if everything pans out when you're done.
And how did it pan out for you?
Oh, I got it back.
You got it back?
Yeah.
So moving has been a nightmare. My move was a nightmare. It's still a nightmare.
It's still, and I feel like this is going to take months to like be completely moved into this house. It's just going to be, you know, it's brutal.
You don't really, it would appear to me, get back to normal for quite some time. Because, is he getting, like, mob phone calls right now in the middle of the show? What is going on there?
He ordered food, like, 2 hours ago.
Oh, they finally brought your food? Carver, did they have a problem down at the burger joint?
No, I got actually breakfast for dinner tonight.
You got breakfast? And what happened? They screwed up your order?
It took a little while. I think it was around 10:30 I ordered
and 2 hours later, they bring it to you?
Yeah. Maybe they were waiting to turn the grill on for actual breakfast before they brought me what I ordered.
Did you say anything to the guy? Like, what the hell, bro?
No, I mean, where am I going?
You think it'll even be hot?
It better be. If not, I could just throw it in the microwave.
It's a positive attitude you have, Carver High.
I have to have that. It's what I am right now. Positivity. That's all that I am. Big Yankee game tomorrow night. Positivity.
I had a email today about Vegas. January,
is that right?
January 29th.
Now, this will get me excited. Let's do it.
That's a done deal. We're going to Vegas for the Super Bowl week, January 29th. Five shows live at the D.
My wife already took the week off work to stay home with the baby.
It's a done deal. Back to the D. Carver High's already guaranteed me that he's going to break all the wintertime rules and swim outside.
I'd like to go out there and jump in the D pool.
He's going
to
swim when no one swims. In the winter. In Vegas. Actually, when we're there for the Super Bowl, it's always been kind of nice, to be honest with you. It's been like 70.
At least it won't be as hot as when we were just there.
It was nice every year I go for the Super Bowl party. It's an amazing bash. You won't believe this bash. You'll get hammered.
Will they let me on the plane after?
Yes.
If they let me on this time.
You just have to maintain your spell. Don't talk to anybody.
I wasn't in any shape.
If you just stand there and don't say anything to anyone, no one's going
to
say a word to you. It's when you act like an idiot. I was going to swear right there. It's when you act like an idiot that you have problems.
That you get treated like one.
When you're a drunk and you're falling down and you're slob and you're like falling on people and tipping over and all this business and sloppy, that's when they nail you. If you're just maintaining your spell, no one says a word to you.
As you saw during that 11 days with me out there, I don't get like that, so.
Oh, it was so nice seeing Michael in the morning in his Stars and Stripes blazer squat.
7:15 a.m.
I saw Michael at breakfast.
I wasn't at breakfast.
Yeah, listen, Carol, I don't think Mike was at breakfast. I think he was out all night. Oh, God forbid, John. I saw Michael down by the vintage horse track machine at 7 in the morning. Oh, John.
The Sigma Derby.
The Sigma Derby. I saw Pharrell playing Wheel of Fortune at 8:30 in the morning, having a cup of Joe. Long bar. We're going to be watching, oh my God, the amount of action we're going to have going on.
I wish that the Golden Knights were playing a Saturday night home game that week. We could have went to a Golden Knights
game. There's no games that week?
Well, we have the show. We're doing the show.
Is there a Saturday game?
There is not.
Is there a Sunday game?
No, they're on the road.
So we won't be seeing a hockey game?
Unfortunately, no.
How unbelievable.
Unless they're playing that Saturday before and we go a day early.
Are they playing the Saturday before on the 28th?
I'll have to check that now.
That'd be nice if we flew out early in the morning and got there by lunchtime and then went to the game that night. Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be outstanding.
Do you want me to look right now?
I got it up now.
Are you pulling it up? Any luck? We got to get lucky right now here. Look at the schedule. I got it.
Nah, it's the All-Star break.
Are you kidding?
No.
So there's no, it's the All-Star break.
No games on Saturday the 27th. I mean, Sunday night in Vegas, we could watch the All-Star game. I know you love that, the NHL All-Star game.
Well, they play on, are you sure it's the All-Star break?
Yes, 26th through the 29th is the NHL All-Star break.
So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then they go back to work on the 30th when we're there.
Correct.
So they're on a gigantic road trip when we're there. So Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, all those days, the Super Bowl Sunday, they even play at 12:30 on the road out east.
They're the NBC game.
Yeah. So we won't be able to see the Vegas Golden Knights play. Oh, well. We'll have our own hockey game going. At Andiamo, we'll play table hockey in the restaurant. They'll eat tomahawk steaks. You know what's funny? After I ate at that place, literally now everywhere I go sucks. Every restaurant I go to is awful compared to that. That's what's bad about it. It's so good. That everywhere you go now, I go to dinner every weekend at least twice, Saturday and Sunday to someplace, and it's always awful. It's just nothing pleases me anymore. I can only be happy in one restaurant.
Andiamo.
That's it. That's the only place I can enjoy myself anymore at all. When I go to restaurants now, I'm like, I don't care what you bring me. I know it's going to suck. I went out last Saturday night. It was all right. It was decent. It was good. It wasn't great. There's only one great.
I'm already thinking about what I'm going to order for that Sunday night meal the first night there.
Are you kidding me?
Surf and turf.
So when do we start on Monday the 29th? Is that what it is?
Correct.
So we go out Sunday?
We can go out Saturday if you want.
That's probably ideal. You got to go out Saturday to party and hit it. Hit the tables. Play blackjack, son. See how much money we can make. We got another hour to go. We're going to talk about the second half of the college football season. You can talk about any game in college or pro football this weekend. There's a ton of college football games tomorrow night when we're on the air. It's Pharrell and the Bench on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.